For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, how's it going there, everybody from Cork, New
hey,
York?
How's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey,
Skinny,
Hooley.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you, Hooley. Skinny's I've been trying to forget that, but people have been bugging me all year, all day long.
We tried to forget it, but you're sitting here in your birthday suit. How could we not know?
That was pretty good,
hey,
Hooley.
You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood, coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV 1450 on your AM dial. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com. Skinny, what a night out here on the river.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
We got a cast of thousands out here.
And a cast of characters.
Oh, boy, did we ever.
Yeah. And we got great guests, too.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful night.
Should we get
night.
Right to our great, our first
Oh, wait, one, no, one real quick.
Oh, okay.
We got the tomorrow. We have the Midway 5K at Midway Airport.
Oh yeah,
it's a 5K race or a walk. Fly Away 5K, sponsored by Southwest Airlines and City of Chicago and Special Olympics.
It's a great time. It's a great time as well.
And you actually run on the runways.
Yeah.
While planes are taking off and landing.
Or you can walk. I walk.
Or you can walk. Yeah. It's great. So, come out to Midway Airport tomorrow morning, like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And sign up or come out and participate in the Midway 5K.
How much is it?
It's like $40 or something.
Okay.
Right. We got a kids race too, Hooley, this year. So bring your kids with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of great treats and everything. And we'd like to thank everybody at Midway Airport that helped us so much, and especially Southwest Airlines. So I want to get that plug in before I forget.
That's a great time. You can't beat it. Okay. We have our old friend, Katie Grennan from Gaelic Storm with us tonight, Pittsburgh's pride, and she's been on the Skinny and Hooley tour to Ireland several times. She's going again October 19th with us. Katie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to see you, as always.
Great to be here.
You're a very busy young lady.
I am, yeah. Now that I've hit the road with Gaelic Storm, I feel like it's nonstop travel all the time. So.
Yeah. And how many shows, how many places do you go a year?
So I joined the band in June, so I think I'm on about my 40th or 50th show, I'd say, around there. But they tour over 140 days a year.
Wow.
So, wow. But that's just shows. That's not even travel days. So,
yeah
we're on the road a lot.
Do they take good care? They put you up in nice hotels
Yeah,
and stuff?
We stay at decent hotels. And, yeah, you know.
Is there a production manager who handles all that stuff? And
Some of it's done by Patrick Murphy himself.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
But then some of it's, we have a tour manager too.
How many people are in the band?
There's five of us. Yeah. And actually two of them live in Chicago besides me. So more than half the band is Chicago.
What's the band member?
Does he live in Chicago, Patrick Murphy?
Patrick does not. No,
okay.
But Pete Purvis, he lives here. And so does Ryan Lacey, who plays the drums. So yeah, we always said we should do like a Gaelic Storm light or like Gaelic breeze whenever we do.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah,
do you fly any places or do you take a bus?
We usually all fly to the first part of the leg of the tour and then we'll drive throughout the rest of it. So there's actually a Gaelic Storm bus and it has like Gaelic Storm on the outside and we have a trailer.
Excuse me just a second. Hey, keep it down over there, will you? Keep it down, Danny. Boy, these guys got flap jaw.
Flapjaw.
Come on, we're trying to do a radio show.
We're here. We've got a lot of fans here tonight, Hooley. Yeah. They got a little rambunctious.
Somebody needs a crack.
No, easy does it.
Okay.
Glad the good humor guy didn't come by.
He'll never be back.
No. So you fly to the first place and you go by car or bus. To the other. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, and the van actually is on its last legs. The air conditioning's broken.
Oh,
they keep
swell.
Getting it fixed. The tires are kind of almost shot, but and it's had over 300,000 miles on it.
Is there
so
a union for
this?
Is it AGVA, American Guild of Variety Artists, or is
I
it
don't
musicians
know
union?
About
none
that.
Of that.
No, no. None of us are in a union.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
No, yeah. Don't tell that to Huli.
And here comes another question from Huli. So inquisitive.
Well, that's a legitimate question.
He's nosy.
If the van is going to break down, what happens? You know?
Yeah, it did break down one time.
Did it really?
Yeah, we had to
hitchhike.
Yeah, we basically had like something happened with the van, so we kind of went off to this random town in Pennsylvania, and while they fixed it up, we went to a bar called Booties at like 4 in the afternoon.
That's a plot right there for a little sitcom.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
That?
Yeah. So
Booties.
Booties.
Well, but it must be pretty exciting to do that, though. To be.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean,
it is now. Wait till the 400th performance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you do a lot of Irish festivals around.
We do a ton of Irish festivals.
You just
yeah.
did the Pittsburgh Irish Fest, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We were just back in Pittsburgh this past weekend, and it was a great attendance. They said that whenever Gaelic Storm's not there, the attendance is cut in about half. So in the past 5 years, they've only had Gaelic Storm once. So they were like really excited we were there.
Oh, that's
good. They said the attendance is high.
Well, you're back in your hometown, which
yeah.
is very exciting
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, a lot of my students came out and old friends and
oh,
people
great.
Cut my parents. And yeah, we had a good. I think they actually were so kind. They gave me 75 comp tickets throughout the weekend. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah, I was able to get a lot of people in that maybe otherwise would not have.
Papering the
out.
House.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
now, you also have...
We knew that. Me and Huli would have came out there.
Yeah, I know.
We
I should
have drove out there.
For the free ticket.
Yeah.
Do you do the Dublin Fest in Ohio? Or
yeah,
anything?
We were there this year
oh,
for
it's
one
terrific.
Day. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
supposed
Friday
to really
night.
Be good.
It was great. And Milwaukee was about
oh,
a month
you did
ago.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Milwaukee was amazing. We did Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Thursday night was like a... They called it a Throwback Thursday set. So they did all this music that... They have never, some of it they never even played live in front of an audience, and it was from like back in the Titanic days. So it was kind of funny before the show, they hadn't played it, and we were all kind of like reviewing it together, watching old YouTube videos, and it was really neat to be part of that and
oh,
play
cool.
some of that music live. Ah. The fans were excited. I think there was, they said on Thursday night in Milwaukee, that was the biggest attendance they had ever had. So
wow.
Gaelic Storm kind of helped.
Now, what's the thing at the end of Milwaukee? They do the scattering. Is
mm-hmm.
that what it is? What's that all about?
So that's a thing where all the musicians throughout the course of the weekend all get asked to come up and play together. And Eileen Ivers led the charge this year with the tune. She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that was awesome, playing with all the musicians all on one stage.
Yeah.
And then after they do the tune sets, they do that for about 20 minutes, then all the musicians get, like the instrumentalists get off stage, and then you get all the singers to
oh,
come on
cool.
stage. So then they do that, and I obviously I don't sing, so I wasn't on stage for that, but it was
not
neat
yet,
to
you
see
don't.
It. I think at this point, if I don't sing right now, it's probably okay. never going to happen. But yeah, that was cool, and the audience loves it too. It's a reason to kind of stay until
sure.
Sunday evening for the
Now
the
you've
festival.
Got a new album that you're working on as well, right?
Yeah, I've been working on it for the past year, kind of off and on when I would come back to Chicago. Every now and again, I would go in and try to like record a track. I wanted to have it... my goal was to have it done by the summer, but then, you know, I joined the band.
You write the music yourself?
Some of it I
oh,
have,
cool.
yeah. So... I'm really excited about some of the people I have on the project.
Who do you have?
I have Jimmy Moore, who's
oh, sure.
a great guitarist
best, yeah.
around town. Dave Curley, as
yeah.
you guys you
He's
know
terrific.
Him. John Williams is playing a bunch of instruments
sure.
on it. Then I have some New York musicians too. Dave Egger, who's a cello player.
Yeah.
Incredible. He was he plays on a ton of different stuff, but you might know him from the Coldplay "Viva La Vida" song. He was like that whole instrumentalist. Instrumental section. He was
now, did
the one.
You go and find him and recruit him and say, hey, I want you to play on my album?
We were actually on a gig together earlier this year out in Pittsburgh, and
yeah.
we met that way, and I was kind of in the midst of the recording, and I said, would you mind recording a track or two? And he was all for it. So
serendipity.
Yeah, yeah it was cool.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
What about your mom and dad? Did they like you flying all over and running all over?
I think they're excited for me, but I mean, you know, when they hear me on like the third week of like, oh, I'm so exhausted, they're kind of like, take care of yourself. So, yeah. No, they're excited.
And there's a Kickstarter campaign for the album.
Right.
Yeah. So
where do they go to kick in some dough and help you get
if
that
If you go
finished?
To...
Explain what a Kickstarter is.
Okay. So Kickstarter is a website that helps you basically set up rewards for people that contribute to your project. And those rewards would be something like you get a copy of the album immediately once it's completed. So it's essentially like you're pre-ordering.
Perks,
yeah,
perks.
They're perks. So, yeah, if you go to Kickstarter.com and you type my name in, the project will come up. And, yeah, you'll see it there. And I've explained a little bit about the project and what I've been doing. And, yeah, I've written 10 of the tunes on it. So I'm excited about that.
How many are they going to be on there?
Total, there's probably like 40 or 50 tunes on it.
40 tunes on one album?
Yeah. Well,
that's
because you
deal.
Put tunes together. Like, you put three
Irish,
tunes to a set.
Irish
yeah.
Tunes, yeah.
Yeah.
The cow that ate the blanket.
We're interviewing Katie Grant, the great Katie Grant in here, who will let everybody know. And she's coming on our trip again this year. She's got a Kickstarter campaign. So, Kickstarter.com.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And Katie Grennan, type that in.
I kicked in.
Yeah, you were one of the first.
Have you, Skinny?
No.
Uh-oh. Caught red-handed.
He's got to get the cheese out of his tooth first.
What?
You have no excuse. Hooli shared it on the site today.
Oh, did he?
And you heard how to do it. Yeah. So
now I know how to do it. He never told me. He didn't tell me about it. So I said, don't tell Skinny.
How about a tune?
Sure. I'm going to play Ashokan's Farewell
for
our
Skinny.
Dear friend Skinny. This is his favorite song.
This is his birthday treat. Yeah. It's his birthday. He's 82 today. Oh, no. Sorry.
I thought it was 42.
42.
41.
40, oh, right.
41. She's tuning her bow. Katie Grennan.
Grennan, very good. You
great
know,
segue.
That came from the Civil War show that
That's
was on
Ken born,
Burns.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ken Burns on Channel 11 was the best thing that was ever on TV, the best series that was ever. But there was a guy that was going into battle. His name was Sullivan Ballou, and he wrote a letter to his wife the night before he got killed, and they played that.
Oh,
it was
my gosh.
It was so good. I never forgot it.
Sullivan
You do
Ballou.
A great job. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
And you remember that it's Skinny's tune.
Oh, yeah. Right. I learned it for Skinny a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Really?
And then I was so happy because it's kind of a song that unites a lot of different people from different backgrounds. I was, I just got back from Pittsburgh yesterday, but I was there, as I said, for the festival. But I stayed an extra couple days and met up with a group of musicians. And it was like a classical guy, a fiddle player slash classical violinist, but she didn't play much Irish. And then there was a guy who was country western Irish fiddler, and we were all like, what are we going to play? Oh, and a random flute player. And we're like, what are we going to do that everyone knows that we can just get together and not have to practice? And then Ashokan Farewell was the first thing that came up. And everyone's like, yeah, we all know that.
We all knew it.
Yeah, we all knew it. And I learned this for my friend Skinny. So it's a beautiful song, and people do love it. So
it's fabulous, yeah. Fabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So when do you go back on the road?
We are doing a West Coast tour at the end of the month. So we'll be going
to LA.
Yeah, outside of LA. We're going to... So we'll be around San Diego, around L.A., and then we'll be in Portland and Seattle.
A lot of Irish in San Francisco.
I know. You know, we're not going to San Francisco, but we have a couple days off in between, and I have a friend from high school. He lives in San Francisco, so I might, on those days off, I might kind of detour from the trip. And
so you go to Portland and where else?
Portland and Seattle and Olympia
in
Washington.
Beautiful.
I've never been to Washington.
Beautiful.
I'm really excited.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
great,
nice.
You're seeing the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going with Skinny and Huli to
Ireland. I mean, that's the highlight of the year. That's the real highlight of the year.
Exactly. It certainly is.
So
we think
I told
so.
Gaelic Storm, no shows. I'm going.
Good
I'm,
for you.
Whether you like it or not, Skinny and Huli.
Tell them for next year, too.
Yeah.
Well, that trip is so good. And you make it really, really special because it's...
Everybody
loves.
We're going to some great places.
Yeah, no,
we sure
we're
are.
To some really good places. Yeah,
and
year.
Did we tell you that we're bringing the Chicago flag because Denny Kearns' grandfather was the father of the flag, and we're going to make a presentation and
Gino Westport.
In Westport. And
the guy that was an alderman here.
Weeping Jim Kearns,
who was Denny Kearns' father or grandfather.
Grandfather, yeah.
He came up with the idea for a Chicago flag.
That's so
and,
funny.
And it's kind of neat, so we're going to go back there and. He won't know about it. He's been dead since like 1913. But anyways.
Well, in the 30s probably.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, my grandparents used to live in Westport.
Did they really?
Yeah. So when we were kids, we'd go over and spend like a couple weeks in
That's
Westport.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful town.
Was it your father's parents?
Yeah, my dad's parents, yep.
Mm-hmm. You got family there anymore? Any more family?
A lot of cousins.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then tell them we're doing two nights in Westport.
Yeah, they'll be coming to Galway. They've marked it on their calendars. They're big fans of Skinny and Huli now. I mean, this is
really?
The third. Yeah, you've met them. They've come to the different things in Galway.
You know,
we had the wake with them, didn't we?
Oh, in the back of that pub.
Yep.
Now, you know who else we're going to meet up with in Galway is Deirdre Burke. Do you remember Deirdre?
I do remember
the wonderful
Balron player.
We're
gonna
have
some
laughs with her.
She was with Gaelic Storm for a while, wasn't she?
She's doing her own version of Gaelic Storm
Gaelic
over there
Puddle.
In Ireland.
But she's a trip.
Oh, she's a lot of fun. Yeah,
yeah.
She's
her
great.
Sister is Maeve.
She loves a good session.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be having
not a musical session, but she loves a good session.
Yes, she does like a good session. How about one more tune before we take a break?
Sure, yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you
I'm
going to
play a reel called Frank's Reel.
Frank? Yep. Frankie Moran?
Yeah.
All right.
Frankie Moran.
Frankie, that's for you, Frankie Mo.
That's for you, Frankie Moran. That's for you.
Yeah,
he's
excellent.
Also going to Ireland with us. He'll be meeting us in Galway.
We'll have to make sure that we play that tune for him.
Yes. All right, so we're going to take a little break.
Sounds good.
On the Skinny and Huli Show. Stick around. Will you play us out at the end
of
the show?
Of course, yep.
We got Tim Maher coming up, so stick around on the Skinny and Huli Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooven. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hooli on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Cisco Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooli with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at ciscofilmcenter.org or get more info at moviehooli.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Cisco Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hooli, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hooli. It's going to be cheeky. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
Yeah, we'll see you at the movies, Hooli. Coming up September 29th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be the greatest.
Hooli.
It's going to be the greatest weekend of your life.
Greatest weekend of history.
And come on by. On the Friday night, we're having a reception at the Emerald Loop. Our friend Eamon Vaughn, who's going to be on the show next week, by the way.
This isn't on. My mic ain't on either.
Yeah. Yes, it is. On.
Mike's on.
We got Tim Maher with us tonight. He's the author of 3 Yards and a Cloud of Dust, which is kind of a memoir of one of the greatest St. Rita teams, maybe one of the greatest Chicago Catholic League teams of all time.
Well, we made history, Mike. First of all, it's an honor to be with both you guys.
Oh, we're loving it.
The reason for the book, other than remember what my waistline looked like 40-some years ago, we're the only high school football team in Catholic League history. That's 107 years in Illinois high school history to go from 0-9 to city champs in only 2 years.
That's amazing.
There was 12 of us in the book. It's called The Dozen That Did It. 12 of us were on that sophomore team that was 0-9, and 12 of us were at Soldier Field and played in front of 65,000. Beat Lane Tech 12-8 in the prep bowl, and it's all in the book.
It's you know, terrific.
We were.
And you got interviews with guys you played against.
Yes, we do every school that we played. Every game's in there.
You got all the lineups?
Yes, sir. Credit to Jack Lord, our defensive coordinator. He put 15 pages. I had to cut it in half of everyone's tendencies and height and weight and what they did.
Plays. He's got all the plays. Yeah. I couldn't believe that someone did that.
All from right, watching an 8mm film that we had to change every Monday.
So the players got this handwritten note every week. It said, here's the report.
15-page report.
Wow.
Yeah,
we want to thank you for putting Bob Sheehy in here. He's one of the sponsors of our show.
One of the greatest guys you ever want to meet. Right. Bobby Sheehy was an All-State end that year. Yeah. They beat us 22-14 at Gately. Would be Sheehy going nuts and Pete Camholz and a bunch of guys. And
Pete Camholz, coach at Carmel.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Still, he just retired.
Did he really?
Yeah, Leo.
Oh, he was terrific.
Hall of Famer in Leo and Carmel.
Yeah.
And we played Leo in the Catholic League Championship to get to the Prep Bowl because we had just beaten Loyola, who hadn't lost in 23 games, defending champs. We went up to Wilmette 3 weeks earlier, and they beat us 35-6.
And you beat them at Soldier Field.
And we beat them, shock, bigger shock than us winning the Prep Bowl.
It's a testament to just get, you know what, obviously your heads were in this big time.
Oh. Yeah, but you had a whole new set of coaches and everything.
Well, Pat Cronin came in from De La Salle and brought in Jack Lord, Jim Hoffman, tremendous staff, Bob Glasscott, Jim Duffy. Just tremendous staff. And, you know, we went up to Holland, Michigan for triples. I know Carmel went away for doubles and a lot of we went for, and we stayed at a convent. We were looking for someone who could drive the bus. We were out of there, you know. But it was.
You know what? It's not just St. Rita, though.
No.
The book is a testament to Catholic League football.
Yes. And, you know, Mendel's been closed for 30 years. Weber's closed. Yeah. Hales is closed. Leo's got 100 kids, but still going.
Hales is closed?
And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hales
is covered a fumble.
And when
Hales
you guys know, when you guys were in school, you hated each other. You stole girlfriends. You did whatever you had to do.
Oh, yeah.
But 30 years later, it's like your buddies. You can tell stories.
You're absolutely right. You meet somebody from the Catholic League, and you give them the handshake and the look in the eye, and it's like your brothers.
And there's a camaraderie. But, I mean, you could be in Ireland, and you meet some guy, and you say, where'd you go? I went to Brother – wait, you went to Brother Rice.
Right.
What year did you grade? Then you go through that whole routine. It's fabulous.
It is fabulous, and there's nothing like it. And you can get my book at ChicagoCatholicLeagueFootball.com. Even for you public leaguers, that's easy to remember.
Even I got a guy from Lane Tech wrote you a thing in here.
You know what? Yeah. And both of our doctors, Carlos Sanabria was the guard I played over, and he's a doctor, and Rudy Aldercott was the halfback, and he's a famed heart surgeon now. You know, I'm still driving a bus somewhere in Beverly.
You know what, Tim? There are so many great, great stories that became legends, I'm sure, over the years. One of my favorites was the fight at the Mendel basketball game.
The brawl in the hall, it's called.
The brawl in
the
hall.
Joe Mitterfring, who was a big All-State player.
When my brother Pat, I talked to Pat today, I told him about the brawl in the hall. But his roommate, when they went down to Illinois, was Joe Mitterfring.
Wow.
And they were freshmen.
Well, they beat us our sophomore year when I was 0-9, the last game, killed us. And Joe threw off his helmet and was mad at a call, and I called him a hot dog. That was the bad word back then.
Yeah.
You're a hot dog. So I said, I'm going to get you. I'm going to kick your butt, whatever. And, you know, for months I'm saying this to my guys. Well, it comes winter. We're playing basketball at Rita. Who comes in the doorway? You can't even see the doorway. He's got his white Mendel sweater. And my buddy Schumacher, Tommy Schumacher, says, hey, look who's here, big mouth. What are you going to do now? I said, I don't know what I'm going to do now. What are you going to do now? You better stand next to me. So they walk off at halftime, and Mitterfring's walking with Pete Andriotti.
And one of them was the athletic
director? Athletic director,
Yeah, Mendel. And Pete Andriotti was a running back at Notre Dame great football player.
The whole name Andriotti had kids, even lately at Marist and stuff. Great athletes. So Mr. Andriotti grabs Joe. He says, hey, Joe, I think somebody's going to grab you from behind.
Yeah.
And Mitterfring turns around and he looks. And Mitterfring, if you look at the picture, he looks like Shrek.
I mean, he does.
Shrek and the Incredible Hulk. He's like, oh, come on, coach. I take more than him to handle me anyway. Well, thanks for the nudge, Joe. I said, you're just a big hot dog. You know that? He starts huffing and puffing, and I think he's going to turn green or something. And he charges me, throws me against the locker. My hands are down. He comes across. If he'd hit me with his fist, it would have been all over. But yeah, he hit me into his forearm, got a little cut, and I got a couple in. Down goes Frazier. Boom. Right? But while this is going on, the story is Andreotti's on top of Schumacher on the floor.
Sure.
Wrestling. So Greg Cozy pulls off the AD, and it's like the father's club come running. You know, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get expelled. And they throw us in the classroom. Now, boys, I didn't see nothing, but you better get your ass home. And we thought next day,
you're going to be in a big trouble.
I don't want to tell my ma. Yeah. Right? Well, the mental guys say that, oh, they beat our butt, and if we kicked them. And but you know, it was folklore for a while.
Legendary moment in Chicago Catholic.
Yes,
yeah,
history.
That was a great story. A great story.
Yeah, it was just it's just simple Catholic League stuff. That's all.
You know, my brother Mike liked the. I know you did a real nice thing on Jerry Markbright.
Well,
and I like that story about how he did the Notre Dame game.
Yes,
huge
yes.
game. Then he was coming to do the Carmel game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the priest asked him.
You got a brother that's a referee that looks just like you. He said,
"Yeah."
He said, "Well, that was me, Father." And but when Jerry Markbright called me, I said, "Mr. Murder," I was interviewing a Mendel guy, Mike Foley, at his house in Beverly about the Mendel team. And he said, "Look," he says, "I said, Mr. Markbright, I said, we used to play on Sundays in the Catholic League, and on Saturday we'd watch you and Strosha and Hakes and who do the Michigan Ohio State game. And then Sunday morning you're walking in the read." I said, "Wow, we're rock stars." And he said, "Tim," he said, "I learned how to be an official in the Catholic League." And I even say in my answer to him, I said, "You are the Michael Jordan of officials."
Oh, yeah.
No one did more Super Bowls than Jerry Markbright.
Yeah.
He said, "I told my crew, if you want to be on my crew for Michigan Ohio State, you better have your ass at Rita at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning." And they were there, and it couldn't have been nicer.
Here's
and,
the other thing. The Rita Stadium.
Oh, the pit.
Oh, my
the
God.
The pit.
It was horrible.
You kidding me? We had a sewer on the 50-yard line.
If you go into the end zone, and you hit a wall, a brick wall.
Well, no, not only that, but you're the only – it's the only time you can catch a touchdown pass and get knocked out at the same time. It's 8 feet wide, right?
Oh,
and then we sprinkle on the visitor's side. We'd sprinkle a little glass, a little nails, and stuff. A little some screws from the auto shop. You know, just to make them pool boys from Loyola feel better. You know what I'm saying?
The cake eaters.
The cake eaters, the cream drinkers. Yeah. The cream drinkers, yeah.
Yeah, but you got that's great stuff that you have in there. And my brother Mike said to tell you today, not only is this, I mean, he's fascinated with this book, but he said to remind you that Tim was really a good football player yourself.
Well, my one claim to fame is that I'm the only person to ever sub for Dennis Lick, the greatest.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Without him being hurt. They had me, and I was big, but I had some speed. So they put me in for –
oh, you were on the pulling guard or whatever.
I was a pull. Yeah. I pulled a quick pitch for the greatest running back in history, Billy Merrick.
Yeah.
So we're playing Hales at Rita. I pull, quick pitch, get in there for a lick. Me? So I go in there, I pull, and there's this corner from Hales, and he looks at me. He puts his hands on his head and falls down. Well, I just fall on top of him.
Yeah.
Billy goes 60 yards. Yeah. He comes back off the field. I go like this. I dust my hands. I says, "Billy, you need me again? Give me a call, would you?" that was good stuff.
The book is like it's a scrapbook for anybody who played Chicago Catholic League
no
football,
doubt.
Or
no
anybody
doubt.
That followed it.
Yeah,
you know,
because they knew.
Fabulous.
They knew it was. You know, you played Mendel. We called it the ice pack game.
Yeah.
I mean, you either win or lose, you're getting up sore.
Yes,
and,
you are.
Because they were awesome back then. And same thing. There wasn't a gimme in the Catholic League. I don't care who you played.
No.
They're hitting you. And, you know,
Rick Barrett, one of the guys that is our history detective on the show, I called him today. And he graduated with, you know, the lineup that you have for the Brother Rice game. He knew all those guys. He goes,
he's a Rice guy?
Yeah.
Carl Oberzett, their quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Yeah, and Bobby McShane was a
guard.
Yeah,
and he went through I started reading the lineup. Then he started going through the whole lineup over the phone. He said, "Oh, yeah." But he didn't play, but he was, you know, he went to all the games. He loved it. He goes, so I tell him I'm going to get him this book when I'm through with this.
And the other thing is, you grew up in Visitation.
Yeah,
a great, legendary parish.
Yeah, right. Jack Quinn and Gene Shaler.
A lot of guys who went to Carmel with me were from Viz.
I was at Carmel the night before the test going to Carmel with all my buddies.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Billy Merrick's dad knocked on my dad was a Rita man. "Come on, you're going to Rita." And I said, "Well, okay? And the first 2 years, my Carmel buddies are tapping me on the head. Nice choice, Mope. And my senior year, Carmel's 1-8, and they got to pay to get in to see me play at Soldier Field. So
that worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
I do have to tell you something. I know that the team that you had and you won the city championship, but I bet you I have been to as many high school games as just about all my brothers played.
Yeah.
I'm not skinny. I didn't play, but the best team I ever saw was St. Rita in 1963.
The only national champs.
National champs.
Yeah.
And
they had Buckley. They had Buckley.
Ed Buckley was crazy.
Coach
Buckley.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
but they had Clutchark and Byrne and Roger Nemec was from our parish. He caught the 2 points to win 15-14. He was a sophomore.
People don't realize how great
Kozak
back in those days. We played in the last game of Soldiers Field before they enclosed the north end zone, and that's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah,
we had 65,000 at our game, and it was like half full. I mean, it was crazy. But I want to thank your brother Mike because I wanted to acknowledge the great officials back then, and obviously Mike was a Hall of Fame official, and with Mark Bright and Kel Lepore and Otto Kortz and all the great ones, and there's a segment in there. But Mike's sitting in with Frank Strosch, who then was a commissioner.
He
ran the police gym down at Navy Pier.
Yeah,
so he gets a call from Jerry Faust. Yeah. Hey, Coach, I'm Jerry Faust. I'm from Cincinnati Molar. I'm five-time state champs. Yeah. I said, I'm hearing all about this Catholic League stuff. I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, I'll fly my kids out. You guarantee me $30,000, and we'll play any team you want to send up. So Fred Strosha and Mike sitting right next to him laughing. And Strosha says, all right, Coach. He says, I'll tell you what, I'll get a Catholic League. They'll come down here to my gym. You bring your kids down here to my gym. We'll fight you for the $30,000. And he hangs up the phone. I love it.
One more story before you go. When you won the city championship.
Yeah, the party.
The party.
35-39, West 84th Place. My mom and dad. I was a captain. I had to speak. Yeah. My mom's and my dad said, yes. So we lived in a little bungalow like we all did back then.
Right.
And we had 200 kids in the basement and 100 parents and coaches upstairs.
We
lived on a dead-end street. Yeah. Dead-end street. Don't ask me where they parked. But it was folklore. Karen Crowe met Bobby Gillick. They're married to this day from that night. Just all kinds of stories
Some of you can't tell. I read it.
And I had to take a couple out. Like Dennis Lick, my mom comes down to the basement. It looks like a war zone, and this beautiful couch, both legs are up. I said, well, Ma, Dennis was interviewing the discussion with a cheerleader, and, things happen. What do you want me to break it up? No, not to Dennis Lick. You're not going to do that. But, yeah, it was a great time and great people, and it's funny how you're friends for life when you go through stuff like that. And there's a camaraderie without saying about the Catholic League, and I say that in my open, as you read, Mike.
Right. Yeah.
And, you shake a man from the Catholic League, you shook his hand. That's when, back then, that was a man's word back then.
Absolutely.
And to all of us, it still is, sadly.
So how can the people get the book? Three Yards in a Cloud
My
of
website
dust.
Is ChicagoCatholicLeagueFootball.com. Real simple.
ChicagoCatholicLeagueFootball.com.
Yes, .com. And I'll get it out to them the next day.
You can get sweatshirts and all that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, you can get hoodies and hats and a couple of gifts I brought you guys. And you look 10 years younger and a lot better looking. Wouldn't mind.
I have two sons who also played in the Catholic League, so thank you for the.
No, I appreciate it. This is, what a spot. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. This is great. It was an honor to be on here, man. And I know you're short for time. I did this for 20 years myself. And we were up against it. But, this should be, all of us. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, if you were at Riley's Daughter or somewhere on the south side, there'd be lines out in front. Because no one's going to come down here. This is cake eater territory.
We don't want them down
Cream drinkers.
In fact, Brendan called me last night. He said, when are you guys going to come back up and do the show? We've done it up at Riley's a number
of times. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Everybody comes up there. But it's fun. It's all fun.
It's also available at Bookies on
103rd
and Western.
It's there. Three Yards in a Cloud of Dust by Tim Maher. Chicago Catholic League St. Rita Mustangs. They went from 0-9 to city champs in 2 years. Pretty amazing. But it's not only that. It's a scrapbook about all the memories of a football player.
Exactly. And there's many, there's nine different schools in there well represented.
Lawrence, Fenway,
Carmel guys, Rita guys, Leo guys, and they're mentioned in the reports from Coach Lord. It's just terrific.
It is terrific. And thank you for all the stuff you've done for the Catholic League through the years.
I appreciate that, guys. It's really good. And,
thank you, Timmy.
Proud to be a Catholic. I'm second most proudest other than be a Rita man and be a Catholic Leaguer. And that's just how we all feel. So,
By the way, Tim, I went to Quigley South.
You know what? I was corrected on it. I apologize. My new school.
Right.
My new school, right?
That's right, the new Rita.
It's beautiful.
Well, us old guys were nowhere else but from 6310
right.
Santa Clara.
Right.
And I had the honor of coaching at Mount Carmel for 3 years, by the way.
I know you
with
were
Jack Lord
me,
and DeBron and White. And, yeah, very proud. The greatest game in high school football history is Rita Carmel. I don't care if it's at Gately or if it's at Rita. Yeah. And the one best reason I like about the new St. Rita, even though I'm diehard 6310, Fat Johnny's right down the street.
Yeah. Tim Maher.
Thanks,
Tim
guys.
Maher. God bless you.
An honor, guys.
Maher.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Right back on the Skinny and Hooli Show with these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back, Hooli.
Back on the Skinny and Hooli Show.
Tim Maher, what a great interview, wasn't he? Terrific guy. Hey, just want to remind everybody before we go on to our next guest, Hooli, tomorrow morning, come out to Midway Airport for the Midway 5 Flyaway 5K. The race starts at 9, but you got to be there by about 8:15 because you go on the field for the on the airfield.
Terrific.
The race. So
you
can go to sochicago.org, sochicago.org, or call 312-360-1158 and get the information.
Okay.
Thank you.
Skinny, we got Adrian Ruain here. Adrian, welcome
to the
show.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We know you're helping our old friend Vera Kelly, who we love. She's a great actress, and she's touched so many lives over the years. And she's having a spot of trouble.
Yeah, she's having a spot of trouble right now, Vera, but she's hanging tough there. Some friends of Vera were putting together a benefit to be held on October the 1st in Gaelic Park. And things are going very well for the benefit. Two old friends of yours here on the show are chairman and co-chairman Bernie Farley and Cyril Regan.
They both called me this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So things, like I said, things are going well, but we're just trying to get the word out there, Mike and Skinny. And,
yeah. How is Cyril doing? Isn't he a character?
Oh, he's some he's some character, Cyril, all right, yeah. But,
I hear he might be sponsoring the Skinny and Hooli show one of these days.
Yes, I hear.
Well, he's some Roscommon now, you know, so we might have to knock him down and
we're
maybe try and brush
Roscommon
a bit of dust off that wallet, you know.
We're going to the Kilronan Castle in
right.
Roscommon.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good, yeah. You guys are leaving next month. Or,
October
at the end of this
19th.
October 19th, yeah. Yeah. Very good.
All right, so October 1st.
October 1st
at Gaelic Park. But isn't there a card game, too, after that, a 25
there's
game?
There's a card game in early November. And
okay.
I really don't have the dates with me right now. But before I leave the show tonight, I'll leave them with you, and
okay.
any of the listeners can contact you or
Victory for Vera Fund is the
Victory
name.
For Vera Fund.
If you want to
yeah.
kick in some dough, if you can't make it, and I'm not going to be able to make it, but I will send a check. Victory for Vera Fund. There's a Gmail address. Is it Victory for Vera Fund at Gmail? Is that what it is, Adrian?
It's the Victory for Vera Fund at gmail.com.
There you go.
Or if anybody wants to send a check, they can send a check to the Victory for Vera Fund. There's an account set up out at the State Bank of Countryside.
Sure, Tom.
And I leave that information for you there too before I leave.
It's Mike. October 1st.
October 1st. Sunday, October 1st. What time is that? Is it?
It's from 3 to 9, and so we have all kinds of entertainment organized there for the night. We was just at a meeting last night, and that's getting finalized now, and we have all kinds of spot prizes and silent auctions. And
I heard Vera is out of the hospital finally after like 9 months or whatever.
She's out of the hospital, and she's back up on the north side at the moment, and she's just trying to she's going through rehab and all the rest of the stuff after she had a very serious operation, and but she's doing well. But it's going to, like, she has a long road ahead of her. And
I think it's great the way the Irish community, though, has gathered around her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Vera's...
They're great at that when someone needs help. There's no one like
she. You know what? It's funny because when you're an actor, you don't realize how many lives she touched over the years. Just people in the audience.
Oh, she would have.
She'd have you laughing and crying the next minute. She's just
terrific.
I mean,
she was involved with the Gaelic Park Players. A lot of people would know her through then. And, very good actress there. And...
Star in the Cheek over at the Wit Theater with,
that's right.
And with Jimmy Ronan. And
she also worked for Setanta, who bring in the games, the live telecasts from Ireland. So she would have been on the door in Gaelic Park in the morning.
No.
So
on Sundays,
like most people would know her through there. And, and of course she was involved with benefits herself through the years. So now
sure
it's just, it's her turn. So I know the Irish community will turn out, and indeed everybody will turn out to try and help her out, and so we'll, it's looking good at the moment now.
If you
anyhow.
Can't be there, say a prayer for her or send a check. Even better.
Even better, yeah.
Say a prayer and a check.
There you go, Adrian.
Now we're at it, yeah.
All right, pal.
So
thanks so much for coming.
All right, and I'd like to thank you, Mike and Skinny, and your sponsors for the opportunity to come on here tonight. And thanks very much.
It's great cause. All thanks again for coming on.
God bless
on.
You, Vera. Give Vera our love.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hey, I don't want to forget, too, speaking of, say a prayer for Marty McGarry and Terry Cox,
too. You were telling me,
They're both, both a little sick right now, and they're both great people.
Skinny, speaking of a little sick, whenever I walk down Western Avenue and I look in the window at Ken's Rights or Wrongs or any of those saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy who died?" Yeah, Joe Collins, Skinny Joe.
Joe Collins.
Joe Collins, who used to be the WBBM weather traffic reporter, an old friend of mine. He was very active in the community through acting, directing, writing, producing shows at the Beverly Theater Guild, the Beverly Hills. Anyway, Joe was a terrific guy. God rest his soul. Only 58, he was battling muscular dystrophy. So God rest his soul, Joe Collins.
Kevin Fay, 89, from County Cavan, Ireland, wholly passed away. The loving husband of the late Mary Molyneux for 40 years. He was here in Chicago, had a number of children and grandchildren. He was waked up at in Park Ridge, and the funeral mass was up there also, and he's buried in Queen of All Saints Cemetery.
God rest his
Kevin
soul.
Fay.
Hey, John Casey. Skinny, I just want to give a shout-out to our friend Maureen O'Donnell, the greatest obit writer in the city of Chicago. She has a terrific obit on this guy. We don't have the time to read the whole thing. He was 78. He was a Southsider. And when he was a kid, he was told not to go near the YMCA because his mom and dad and he were Catholics. I remember that, too.
So do I.
My parents tell me. He went on to become the executive director of the YMCA worldwide. John Casey died at 78. Read the obit by Maureen O'Donnell. It's just terrific. She writes great obits. God rest his
Mary
soul, John
Cleary.
Casey.
Maiden name Moran, wife of Michael, loving mother of Marie and Michael, grandmother of a number of children from County Galway, Holy. And she was waked up at Cooney's and St. Robert, how do you pronounce it? Bellarmine. Yeah. Said the mass was there last week, the end of last week.
Another terrific obit written by Maureen O'Donnell for Christina Malloy, 90, from Galway. It's just she knew she was dying, and she wanted everything right. Her daughter was at her bedside as she was dying, and then she rallied, and her daughter says, "I was sobbing, saying, 'You're my best friend.'" And Tina DeVito is her daughter. She opened her eyes. She says her mother opened her eyes and said, "You're tough. You'll be fine."
I love it.
God rest her soul, Christina Malloy. Read that obit. It's just terrific stuff from Maureen O'Donnell.
Eileen DC, maiden name O'Riordan, age 91, from County Kerry, beloved wife of the late Frank DC. She was a longtime member of the Cork Association here in Cook County, and she was waked and buried out of St. Damien Church in Orland Park. So say a prayer for Eileen DC.
Skinny, running out of time very quickly. Dermot O'Gorman, native of County Clare, he was waked at Sheehy's, where all the right people go. Rest his soul.
Right, and I want to mention John Patrick Smith, 81, a carpenter and a musician from Mullingar, Ireland. Husband of Eileen
West
Smith,
yeah.
And he was also waked on the south side, Brady Gill, but he was buried out of St. Stephen, the martyr, in Tinley Park. And the final one, holy, is John Crowley, 91, from County Cork, husband of Mary, and say a prayer for him also.
God rest his soul. Agnes Gorman. She was a nurse at Payless Hospital, member of the Gaelic Park, member of the Kerry Association, God rest her soul. And Regina McInerney from County Limerick, wife of the late Frank, God rest her soul, Regina McInerney. I wish we had time for all of them.
Wish we had a little more time. We just had a lot of people that passed away this week.
So we're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooli Show. We'll be right back after these
surprise guest
from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best
and executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated office suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hooli on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish-American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooli with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHooli.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hooli, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hooli. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
We are back on the Skinny and Hooli Show. Hey, don't forget the movie Hooli, folks, coming up.
Yeah, I want to thank Dan Daly, John Sheehan, Mark Selsky, and
Johnny
my sister
Vegas.
Mary is
Johnny
here.
Johnny Vegas,
Mary
don't
Dunn.
Forget him.
Katie
Mary Dunn.
Dunn
is here. Katie Dunn is here. Everybody's here. Great night.
Great night.
And then they're all here for your birthday. So,
and
Katie, you want to take us out?
Katie's
sure.
going to take
gonna
us out.
I'm going to play a jig called the Calliope House Jig.
The Calliope
it's been
House.
About a place in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.